Again with Keith Lowe, speaking ahead of the Bradford City game on Tuesday night. Keith, we've got to look back to Saturday first of all. The first goal, clearly your mistake. How did that? What sort of pattern did that set for the rest of the team? Because there seemed to be quite a few mistakes that followed on from that.
It didn't help after the good start we made. To be honest, we made promising steps in the game, established ourselves away from home as well against a good side. So it's come at a bad time for me. I've got to take it on the chin and learn from it and not do the same again.
What were we trying to do? Just head it back to the goalkeeper? Just didn't get enough on it.
Yeah. I thought I was last man in the box. I thought it was on to do it, and obviously I wasn't. But like I say, I can't do anything about it now. So on to the next one.
If any player was allowed to make a mistake, though, surely you're the person. 18 months or so you've been at the club, and you've been basically the player the season last year, and probably one of the better players the season before.
It's nice to do that, but it's never nice to, you know, let the side down, let the lads down, let the, you know, the fans down who've travelled all that way. So it's not nice. I will take it on the chin. I will take responsibility for it and move on.
How do you bounce back so quickly with the game on Tuesday?
Like you say, game's on Tuesday, so there's no time to dwell on what's happened. Get on with it. Try and do everything I can to help the team achieve a win on tomorrow.
Russ changed the defensive form, well, not the formation, the players. He brought Zubar in for John McComb. Quite short notice when you'd all played together during pre-season. Do you think that had any effect, any reason behind the poor defensive display at Wickham?
I don't know. Zub's a good player. You know what I mean? We saw that all last year. So it's, you know, it's hard to say whether, you know, there were. I don't think necessarily you could say that's a reason. I don't think any of us were particularly brilliant on Saturday. So we've got to look ahead and just try and put things right tomorrow.
And the manager was clearly upset as well by the reaction of some of the supporters. So there was quite a bit of booing at Wickham on Saturday. We were taken aback by that. I'm sure you were too.
It's never nice to hear booing. You know, you. On a personal note, I give everything, you know, all game, 90 minutes, do everything I can for the team, and you know, when it's not good enough and you fall short, it's never nice for it to be rubbed in either.
Excellent game to bounce back in though. Bradford can be in massive crowd here tomorrow night. Bradford, I think, have sold over 2,000 tickets. I expect there to be over 5,000 at the game.
I hope so. Yeah, we all know what York's fans are like. We all know they can outsing, you know, 10-1. We all know that, you know, that it's going to be a good game. It's a local derby and like you say, great game to bounce back from.
It's about time York City won a cup tie as well.
Yeah, apparently, yeah. So, it would be nice. But we approach it as we do every game. You know, we go to win, especially at home, and hopefully we can do that.
After the disappointment of Saturday, does it maybe help that you'll go into the game as underdogs again?
Yeah, I think so. I think it does help. You know, obviously they're a league above us, and, you know, we are the underdogs, and hopefully we can take that and use it to our advantage and go and express ourselves and show the football that we really can play.
And important, even if you don't get through tomorrow night, to put on a good performance to try and raise confidence ahead of a big game against Hartlepool the weekend.
Yeah, I think so. You know, we need, you know, we're still growing, like you say. We have had additions that are late. I'm not using that as an excuse at all, but you know, the more we play together, the better we're going to be.